Item 8, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational update on the Park East Corridor. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Teague-Whaley-Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman and members of the committee. Just wanted to provide you with an update on where we're headed with the Park East. We continue to work with CARW, the Commercial Association of Realtors of Wisconsin. We have a template web page together. We've got the name reserved and are working on the marketing statements and other, you know, signage for the site, all of which are entirely consistent with the perk highlighting the asset that is the Park East. We are going to utilize a rolling RFP process. You set the process in the perk of doing an RFP. We have heard feedback from people that are interested that we are not being consistent in when we issue RFPs. So our primary driving forces is clarity and consistency. So we are working on making the process ultra clear so that we are sending the signal that we're serious about doing business in the Park East. And so what will happen is in the first quarter of 2014, when this marketing effort is launched, the RFP will be released. It will look substantially similar to the last RFP we used that assigned point values to the perk. And I think that it was a successful process last time around, and we basically want to mirror that process going forward. There is an exciting opportunity to continue to work with the City of Milwaukee, who has helped contribute to the marketing effort, has done the infrastructure through the Park East TID, and ultimately has the sign-off on TID dollars and zoning. They also own the former Sydney High site. So the person with the RFP can respond to sort of all of that and choose which portion of the Park East they want to respond to. We'll follow our process here for our land. And the city will follow its process for any requests for assistance and or their portion of the land. But we have a strong communication between the groups to make that as seamless of a process as possible. There's another administrative point that we wanted to make you aware of to make sure it didn't rise to the level that it was a policy issue that you guys disagreed with, which is that currently there is a disincentive in some ways, or at least we're not meeting market expectations related to brokerage fees. The example is if I'm a major corporation looking for a site and I've hired a broker, the broker is more likely to recommend a site where the seller is paying a commission because it's an easier transaction, potentially a higher dollar amount for the broker. And currently we have not sent a signal about how the county is going to treat brokerage fees. So on the administrative side, we're going to require brokers to pre-list their interest in any particular RFP that we might review. So when we're reviewing it, we know that there is a broker that has a financial stake in it, and we're sending the signal that we're setting the expectation that what we would consider in moving forward in the process is $50,000 per acre. That number was roughly calculated by the dollar amount that we've gotten from previous land sales applied to the remaining approximately 10 acres we have on a brokerage rate of about 5 to 7%. That calculates out to about $50,000 an acre. But of course, as indicated in the perk, price is not the only primary option or is not the only criteria. So we could very well have a circumstance with a company that wants to bring major jobs, major tax base, but doesn't offer a higher purchase price, and we don't want to disrupt the brokerage ecosystem. So this is, again, expanding the partners we have to work on the disposition of the Park East and maximizing the benefit to Milwaukee County. So that's the administrative plan, and we just wanted to give you a heads up on what we're working on.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Given that this is informational, all this that's presented to us is informational, I want to ask a question regarding combining of parcels. Mm-hmm. Have you received any indication from anyone looking toward the replacement of the Bradley Center? as a possibility. We've had in a very recent past, we've had that outreach by the Northwestern Mutual group as it relates to the parcel that O'Donnell Park sits on. So I just wanted to know, have you received any queries?
We have not received any formal inquiries like we have in the NM situation, where we've had somebody to say, would you specifically consider our use for this site?
Mm-hmm.
There is continues to be strong interest in the Park East. If you start to measure all the dollar value of development that's planned in that area and the immediate surrounding area, it's over $400 million of development. So it's we come people to get us talk to us about exciting ideas all the time, whether they have the financial backing to pull those ideas off. There certainly have been people in the public sphere that have indicated that they would prefer the Bradley Center to go in the Park East area. There are people in the public atmosphere that said they'd prefer go down to Wisconsin Avenue and, mm-hmm. you know, everywhere in between.
Yeah.
But no, we have not received any direct inquiries related to that.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other comments from the committee? I just think what one of the things that's being told to us, and I appreciate the communication, is that administratively they have made a decision to give brokers $50,000 per acre. You could have a problem with that if the particular developer wants to develop more than 1 acre, because if you've got 2 acres, 3 acres, whatever, it could be $100,000, $150,000 commission. But I do think this committee will be able to address that at the time a presentation is made to us. Mm-hmm. I do agree we probably need to offer some brokerage fees because otherwise there is no brokerage fee out there if it's strictly coming from the buyer's pocket. So to that extent, I can understand the concern. I do a little bit object to trying to characterize the fee as being only $50,000 when it's actually $50,000 per acre, and we might be paying a much larger commission than that. But since we're going to weigh in on it, I appreciate the information, and I don't know if the committee wants to make any other comments in light of that. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess, yeah, I do have a question following up on those comments. Functionally, I'm not sure what that means, that we would get to weigh in on it later, because later you'll have a yes or no vote on a deal of which the commission will be one element. But, I mean, you have to decide what you're doing on the commission at the time you list it. You can't go and change that later. So this is the way that it's going. So perhaps you could have a better explanation of that.
Supervisor Lipscomb, if you have a greater concern, I mean, this is an informational item coming before us at this point. There is no resolution or anything for us to take action on. So I'm willing to listen to any proposals you have to address this.
Right. So I guess I wanted clarification. So I as I'm understanding it, they're saying that the next RFP out on the street will have that provision incorporated in it. So there will be no subsequent item before you, no approval until the actual, until a deal is in front of you. So I just don't want anybody to expect that they're going to get to voice their opinion on that other than right now, quite frankly. You can give your input and they'll take it or they'll leave it. But so I did want to have clarification, though. So if we're saying it's $50,000 an acre, is that, should our other expectation on the other side of that equation be that we're going to get $1 million an acre in, mm-hmm. in sale price, because if it's 5%. So right. That's the other thing you should know, is what kind of deal do you expect to see? Do you expect to see $1 million net purchase price with a $50,000 an acre commission? That's one thing. But if the deals start coming back to you for substantially less than that, and still with a commission of $50,000, then on a percentage basis, it becomes unreasonable. So I want to just have, if we could have that clarification on in terms of what we're going to see, what we expect to see.
Mr. Whaley-Smith, you want to address that, please?
Yeah, I think what the supervisor's points are exactly accurate about what our expectations are, and here's how it might play out. we can't forecast what we're going to get in the Park East. I mean, we want these deals to work from a market perspective, and they're going to bring it back. What we're trying to do is even the playing field around brokerage fees. So, for example, if the highest scoring RFP, because it brings 2,000 jobs, $100 million of investment, but the purchase price is zero, and then the next best offer is a circumstance where somebody's offering $10 million for the land, but is only going to bring 250 jobs, and it's going to be tax exempt, for example. So there's a whole array of things that we are could get, and we're trying to normalize so that we can expand this so that the brokerage community knows what to expect. So if you got from us through this RFP process a point system based on the PERC to consider things like price and DBE and resident participation, et cetera, we could theoretically come back to you with a proposition that is a $0 land sale, and there's a commission owed of up to $500,000. And at that point, you're going to have to say yes or no to that deal. And you'll have to evaluate whether a $500,000 brokerage fee is worth, you know, in the hypothetical example, 2,000 jobs and, you know, $100 million of property tax basis. Again, we want to be clear and consistent. Is it our intent to come back with deals where the land sale price is below the brokerage fee? Of course not. Do we want to be open to consider that possibility if it meets the intent of the PERC? Absolutely, we want to be open to that. So the commission is only owed if the deal closes. So this is not, you know, if we say yes to the RFP, all of a sudden we have to, you know, cut a check to somebody. This is normalizing the process, meeting market expectations, and think about if we don't do this, right, and somebody does have a deal that, you know, is fantastic for the county, is something we could all agree to, and the one thing that's getting in the way is a brokerage fee of $500,000. Do we want to consider that deal? I think, yes, we want to consider it. Do we want to say at this point yes or no to that deal? No. We want to evaluate it as part of the PERC process, the RFP process, so you ultimately can look at that. And I can't predict what that's going to look like, but I've given you two examples of the extremes.
Supervisor Taylor?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think it's one thing that Supervisor Lipscomb kind of pointed out in his comments was the RFP itself, because at the end of the day, it comes back to us only for a yes or no vote. We can't make changes because of Act 14, so I think this body has got to be, at any RFPs from this point moving forward, very specific of what we want in the RFP, or else, and we got to figure out how to take control of that. Otherwise, we're going to constantly be in the situation where it's yes or no. And then, you know, things hit the fan.
Yeah.
When you do it up against the wall, and then what, you have 90-day emergency clauses, or God knows what happens. But what the supervisor is kind of in a roundabout way bringing up is this is the time, you know, and I don't know how, if we have to, I'm not sure what we have to do to figure this out, because I'm sick and tired of, at the end of the day, not from you per se, but at the end of the day, having to make a decision at the very end, you know, information trickling out very slowly, and it's yes or no. So I think, you know, $50,000 per acre, you know, I'm not sure what kind of fees are out there and what brokers are getting for these types of parcels. I mean, that seems to be, if it's, you know, 10 acres and it's $500,000, it seems like a lot of money. So I don't know if that's high or low or what. Man, that's not my area of expertise, but I think we have to get a handle of this from in the beginning, because at the end, if we don't like it, nothing happens.
Mr. T. Gwiley Smith.
So a couple of responses. One is the dollar amount. We projected, based on previous land sales, about $1 million per acre, which means a $10 million purchase price, which a 5% commission would be $500,000. And that's lower than sort of the private percentages on deals, which could range from 6 to 10%. So that's a part of the component. But now if we consider a decreased land sale, the actual percentage of the commission could actually be much higher. You know, in the example of $1 million for entire 10 acres, if we want to accept that deal and we're paying out a $500,000 commission, then that's going to be a 50% commission, which is out of range, which kind of illustrates the point, is we don't want to attach this to a percentage, because if somebody's going to bring us a deal that does all 10 acres, they're not going to do it for a $50,000 commission. You see what I mean? So we can't do this as a percentage of sales because we've already sent the signal we want to be flexible on the sales price. So that's why we want to set something that's based on a dollar value per acre. Regarding what's in the RFP and what's out, I agree with your analysis. I mean, we need to make sure that at the end of the day, it's a deal that the administration can live with and as a board can deal with and live with, because otherwise we're just spinning our wheels. And so if there's ever anything in our RFP that you guys have a policy influence or policy stake in where, you know, that's going to make or break the deal, please communicate that to us. You know, when we revised the Park East RFP, we came around to each of you and presented it. You know, we came to the committee and presented it. You know, if we make significant changes, we'll do that as well. And that's why we're letting you know about this brokerage issue, because we don't want to get this in the way of a deal getting done. You do have a mechanism to evaluate that. The park has an independently appointed board committee of other professionals to annually evaluate the PERC policies. And so I don't know the last activation of that group, but that would be a group that we could sit down with and, you know, go through some of the policy changes that the board may or may not want to consider, so we could tweak the RFP going forward.
Yeah, well, and it's not just an RFP, it's a resolution. There's a resolution establishing this board's policy with regard to selling that property, and it's called the PERC agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The new piece here is the $50,000 per commission, per acre commission. They're informing us of that. That wasn't in the original resolution. They're not presenting an action item for us. It's an informational item. So we do have, the RFP has to include all the PERC. This isn't just a change in policy at this point. That is the policy on selling the Park East property.
Yeah.
The commission is the new piece. Supervisor Schmidt.
Well, okay, and thank you. Well, it's a dilemma that we find ourselves in now about, you know, yes or no's. And we have all the PERC requirements already. Now, you know, this is a big issue. I'm kind of sorry. Well, I'm not sorry to bring it up because it's reality. But now if presumably we pass a living wage, wouldn't that be part of this then also? And so I'm saying, and in percentages now, we know that it has to be, community-based and the number of jobs, but, you know, I don't know if I remember or if I was asked. I don't make the final decision, I understand that, but this is a problem we always have in what percentages we're putting into these contracts also. We had this discussion on should be more community-based, should be more based on residency, should it be, you know, shouldn't that have a higher percentage? I think I saw 5%. Shouldn't it be 10%? So do you have a template already set what percentages we get in RFPs? And my first question was also on the living wage thing. Would that be part of this process then, too, if this would be passed?
Chairwoman and Supervisor Schmidt, a couple of different aspects to that answer. So, one, we have the PERC guidance. And so our RFP separates between what's mandatory in the PERC and what's goal-oriented. What's goal-oriented has a point value established to it. And so, again, we don't plan on changing that. You all have seen the RFP, et cetera, et cetera. If living wage were implemented, it would have to be determined, if it's the policy decision to implement, it would have to be determined when it applies to land sales, and when it does, is it a goal and a point system, or is it a dollar value attached to it? I know we're going to have significant conversations on living wage, and I look forward to those conversations.
And I'm going to cut off the conversation on living wage. That is not before us. That's a different issue. So we're not properly agendized for living wage. So Supervisor Schmidt, do you have anything else?
I think it would be a concern, but thank you. Okay.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a question about the clarifying the process. I'm sorry. Of working with brokers, and then when does that $50,000 payment go out? And it looks like there's some safeguard there. So explain that real quick.
Chairman and Supervisor, absolutely. The best way to explain it is by example. So if a broker is currently working with a large office tenant that wants to locate somewhere in Milwaukee County or the region, what would happen is if that client is interested in applying for the RFP, The broker would pre-register before the RFP deadline to say, when you receive this RFP, please understand that I, as a broker, have a contract with this particular entity that's looking for office space, and I'm owed a commission. So they would pre-register. Then what would happen is that we would receive that RFP together with all other RFPs. Some will have brokers, some will not, and it'll go through the point evaluation system that has been set up, and then we will come back to you with the top recommendation. We don't want the fact that they're represented by a broker or not to be a limiting factor on bringing you the best pool of applicants and the best applications. So we're trying to normalize that. So what would happen then is you would say yes or no to the development package, understanding what the brokerage fee is. And if the brokerage fee, if you think $50,000 an acre is so outrageous that you're planning on voting no just based on that policy, let us know that now so we can administratively do something else. But what would happen is you would say yes or no. We would enter into an option to purchase that particular lot. When they close and they pay us the purchase price, that's when we would pay out the commission. And it is a theoretical circumstance that we would owe a commission because we accepted a deal that had a lower dollar value. And if that's the case, it better be a darn good proposal. Otherwise, why would you make that decision, right? And we're not differing in that regard. But I think we could all say that we could imagine a circumstance where we would discount the land value because the end use is so attractive that we would want to consider that option. And so you would make a decision on the final land deal. Part of the final land deal would be the brokerage fee. And then you would, we would not pay that out until the deal actually closed and the developer was ready to go.
And was there ever discussion on a percentage instead of a $50,000 rate?
Chairwoman, Supervisor, absolutely there was. And that's what causes complications because let's assume, let's use this $10 million number. That's, if land sales stay true, $10 million is the number. Currently a broker might not bring us a deal if their client was only offering $1 million because it's a $10 million transaction, but they're only offering $1 million for the land, and in this universe we want to accept it. If we did a 5% commission, then they would only be making $50,000 off the entire 10 acres of land sales. So the approach here is to detach it from the end value because we're not acting like a traditional seller. A traditional seller would say, pay me the highest dollar value, right? But that's not what the PERC says. The PERC says, in addition to price or other than price, we will consider all of these other factors. The broker doesn't get paid off of DBE percentages. They don't get paid off of all these other perspectives. They only get paid off the end land sale. And I hope, and it's our expectation, I think it's a great deal, and it's something we should accept. If it's an end use that gets, through the administration and through the board that develops all 10 acres and it only costs us $500,000, I think we want that circumstance to do that. I mean, the amount of revenue that we've lost about the Park East not being developed is way more than $500,000. It's probably $500,000 annually. So I think it's a good deal if it expedites the process. And it's also not the likely outcome. The likely outcome is they pay something for the land value, and we use that to pay for the brokerage fee.
And then even in situations where there's an agreement for the land, it's not necessarily being sold at that time. So I'm thinking of the parcel that we have in the Park East where it continues to...
That one would not be paid yet.
Okay, right. Gotcha. I just wanted to...
Yeah, okay. It only pays when they actually buy the land.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Did someone else have a comment? I mean, in a way, this allows us to not sign a listing contract, because you sign a listing contract typically, and you commit yourself to one broker. Mm-hmm. This tells every broker out there, try to market this for us, and this is what we're going to pay.
I wish I would have used those words. Yeah, okay. Thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome sometimes. All right, moving on to item 9. Madam Clerk, please call item 9.